الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فإن شاء الله in this reminder to myself first and foremost, we're going to look at some ayat and some ahadith, authentic narrations, and some athar and statements of our ulama regarding an important topic. In fact, it is that topic which is going to be with you all your life. That topic which you yourself have to know your own shaitan. Each and every one of us have to know our own shaitan, our own hidden enemy that we can't see. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ. Indeed, He sees you, Him and His soldiers. قَبِيلُهُ in the tafsir is mentioned as being جُنُودُهُ. He and his soldiers, his army, they see you. مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ. Whereby you do not see them. So you cannot see shaitan from the jinn. Him and his enemy, him and your enemy, him and your enemies from his qabil, يعني from his junud. And he's plotting. But the kaid of shaitan kana da'ifa. The plotting of shaitan is weak. Over who? Over the believers. Why do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every time is addressing us? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is men in stone. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Aminu. Oh, you believe. Believe. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih. Oh, you believe, fear Allah as He should be feared. Not as you want to fear Him, as He should be feared. Because how He should be feared is how Allah legislated for you and me. Because Allah knows what He created. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. The one who created, does he not know what He created? And He is a latif, the subtle, the khabir, the all aware. So Allah knows. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ أَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives to protect ourselves from the hidden enemy, from the shaitan. This hidden enemy that is plotting and planning every day. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam said, قِيلُوا فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَيَقِيلُ. Take a nap, a siesta, an afternoon nap, for shaitan doesn't take it. Shaitan ain't sleeping in that time, plotting and planning for your downfall. If you're upon ibadah, he will try and get you to be upon ghulu, extremism. If you are lazy, he'll make you miss the salawatul khams. He'll make you miss that which will cause your destruction. How many times we hear the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is addressing us. Is addressing salvation for us, Ya Abdullah. Addressing us to be warned against shaitan. To prepare ourselves against shaitan. So there's no one that's safe. We're all in the same boat. We're all in the same situation. We all need the help of Allah. The alim, if he slips, that's a major slip. The alim is supposed to fear Allah the most. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Because the more you know about Allah, the more you fear Him. That's why the scholars always mention, know Allah, know the one that you're worshipping. Know His beautiful names and attributes. When you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Malik, the owner of the heavens and the earth and that which is between them. The Malik, the king, and the master, the king. The Malik al-Muluk, the king of kings. You know the authority belongs to Allah. Al-Muhaymin, the one who has all authority. Everything goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-Samadu. As-Samadu, the absolute. You know that everything is in need of Allah to exist. And Allah is not in need of anyone else to exist. Al-Latifu, the subtle, who will bring out the subtle affairs that you do. The most smallest of affairs that you do. As Sheikh Zayd rahimahullah explained it in his beautiful lines of poetry regarding Allah's names and attributes. Al-Latifu, he said, has two meanings. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to bring out the most smallest of these that you and me do. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Any action, no matter how small it is, you will see it. And whether good or evil. So everyone will know what they have put forward. Everyone will know what they have put forward. And it will be said to them, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ سِيبَ. Read your book. It's not somebody else's book, it's your book. What you put forward. Sufficient for you is yourself enough as a proof against your accountability. So we are going to be accountable for that which we put forward. Ya Abdullah, every day should be a day gained. Every day there is a fight against shaitan, your hidden enemy. Every day. With the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Before that, you've got the five daily prayers. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. The five daily prayers. In it is tasbih, wa takbir, wa qira'at al-Qur'an. As in the hadith, in Sahih Muslim, the hadith of Muawiyah ibn Hakam al-Sulami. Innahu tasbih, wa takbir, wa qira'at al-Qur'an. Eh, wallah. Wallahi, the salah is tasbih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the perfect. You and me are deficient. You and me fall sick. We die. We will die, and we get sick, and we get tired, we slumber, we sleep. All of us, we get hurt. Just for the prick of a phone, we get hurt. Subhanallah. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al hamid, huwa al-qawiyul aziz, al-qawi, the all-powerful, al-aziz, the almighty. A-L-M-I-G-H-T-Y, not A-double-L, as is mentioned in some translations of Quran. A-L. M-I-G-H-T-Y, the Almighty, the Aziz, the one with honor. Ya Wallah, you want to be honorable, you hold on to your deen. Wallah, Allah will raise you. فَلِلْعِزَّةُ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The honor belongs to Allah and the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the believers. Be believers. Be believers. People of Tawheed, people of Sunnah. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. You will be uppermost if you are true believers. Iman, as-sadiq, the true iman. The highest form of it is what? قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَدْنَاهَا إِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. The highest is the statement of لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Look how important Tawheed is in our lives. Morning and evening. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. 100 times in the day, 100 times in the evening. كَانَتْ لَهُ حِرْزًا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. It will be a protection from you over shaitan. We need these weapons. We need this protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Protection with Allah against the shaitan. We need wallah. Because any one of us can slip. Not any one of us is guaranteed paradise. No one here. Everyone has a qareen. And remember, shaitan doesn't like tawheed. Shaitan does not like la ilaha illallah. So you have to love it. You have to be with it, live it, and enjoy your ibadah. Because shaitan doesn't like your ibadah. When you're reading the Quran, shaitan does not like you to read Quran. If you read Baqarah in your house, shaitan flees. No house. Comes in with Baqarah is recited. Before you sleep, ayat al-kursi. After every prayer, ayat al-kursi. Adkar al-sabah wal-masa. Wallahi, ya Abdullah, there's evil out there. By Allah, there's much evil. What is it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us to repel it. does not have authority over the believers. Those who are on it. Those who are on it daily. The Messenger said, وَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَى نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ. Don't leave me to myself the blink of an eye. I'm not talking even about daily. Because the Messenger is saying, not even a blink of an eye. Because a man can slip. A person can slip. إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ مِنْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ إِنَّ جَعَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Indeed, we have made the devils as awliya, beloved ones, guardians over. Over who? لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. To those who don't believe. So upon us is belief. العقيدة, 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 الصحيحة. Having the correct belief. Wallahi, Allah will strengthen you. When you know about Allah and His beautiful names and attributes, when you know about the angels, I swear by Allah, there are angels in this masjid now, folding their wings. Because the Messenger said it. مَا مِنْ قَوْمٍ يَشْتَمِعُونَ فِي بَيْتٍ مِنْ بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَدْرُسُونَ الْقُرْآنِ أَوْ يَقْرَأُونَ الْقُرْآنِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ فِي مَا بَيْنَهُمْ. Illa, four things happen. If you read Quran, learn Quran, study the Quran, and we're studying the verses of Allah in a house from the house of Allah. Except four things happen. Illa ish, first and foremost, angels descend upon them. So by Allah, there's angels with us here today. Alhamdulillah, is that beautiful? Angels with us in this masjid now and throughout the durus, where Allah is mentioned, where the Quran is recited, Allahu Akbar. That in itself is a ni'mah, is a fadl, where you are talib al-ilm and the angels supplicating for you. Where you are talib al-ilm, you are studying the deen of Allah. You're going on that path of Jannah, the path of paradise, the path to get to the other side safely and securely. And Allah has aided us with what? With angels supplicating for you and me, waiting for the salah, while in the salah, after the salah. You're in a masjid. أحب بقعة إلى الله. The best place, beloved to Allah, the masjid. And the angels supplicating for you. إلا حفتهم الملائكة وغشيتهم الرحمة. Mercy covers them, envelopes them. Mercy, oh Allah. You feel so much rahmah and mercy. From who? From Allah, الرحمن. الله أكبر. Ar-Rahim. Mercy from who? From Allah. And Allah shows mercy. Allah shows much mercy to those who deserve it. Rahmah. Was-Sakina. Nazalat alayhim was-Sakina. Tranquility comes upon them. Ey Allah, Sakina. But look at the fourth one. Wa-Dhakarahum Allahu fiman indah. Allah mentions them, those in that gathering, with those who are in the highest of places. Allahu Akbar. Allah mentions them with those, the best names that they are called. And Allah says to Jibreel, I love so-and-so, so love him. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam says to the inhabitants of the heavens, love so-and-so. And they spread that to the earth. وَكُتِبَ لَهُ قَبُول فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allahu Akbar. And upon the earth, kutiba lahu qabul. You see, not everyone's da'wah is accepted. Not everyone's da'wah is accepted. It's not you per se. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that blessed you if your da'wah is accepted. It's not from you. La yadkhuluka al-ujub. No self-amazement should enter anyone. The person should return back to his heart and fear that maybe his action not accepted. Fair hypocrisy. Ibn Abi Mulaika from the Tabi'een, who met Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who met the likes of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhum, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhum, great companions he met. And he said, Wallahi, I met 30 from the Sahaba, each fearing hypocrisy upon themselves. And nifaq. Sahaba, yukhafuna ala anfuzihim, fearing for themselves. How can we not fear for ourselves? How can we not fear for ourselves that we will go over the sirat safely? the bridge which is sharper than a sword, finer than a hair. How can we be guaranteed? And ما منكم إلا واردها. Every one of us will have to pass the bridge. And there are kalalib. There are hooks that will grab the people and throw, and they will be thrown into the fire. There are hooks. And the prophets will say, Allahumma sallim, sallim. Oh Allah, protect, protect. Ya Abdullah, the matter is serious. Shaitan doesn't want good for you. Shaitan doesn't want good for us. Slowly, slowly. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. Don't follow the footsteps of Shaitan. He's a clear enemy to you. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوًا فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Shaitan is an enemy to you, so take him as an enemy. Take him as an enemy. But we have to strengthen ourselves with iman. بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. We have to have strong iman, detailed iman, in learning these affairs of the six pillars of faith, and learning and practicing the five pillars of Islam, starting with the tawheed. Yes, and ikhlas is not just once in a while. Ikhlas is daily. Ikhlas is before an action, while an action, while you do an action, and after you do an action. You're fearing that Allah is not going to accept it from you. Look at Shaykh Al-Allamatu Abdurrahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimullah. He said a beautiful, beautiful statement. He said, فِعْلُ الْفَرَائِدِ وَالنَّوَافِلِ دَأْبُومْ مَعَ رُؤْيَةِ التَّقْصِيرِ وَالنُّقْصَانِ. They do good deeds. And they do the obligate, they first and foremost do the obligatory actions, the fara'id. Then they follow that up with the nawafil, the voluntary actions. That is their da'b. هذا da'buhum. يعني هذا طريقتهم. This is their way. Obligatory duties followed by nawafil, voluntary. مع رؤية التقصير والنقصان. But at the same time, considering themselves deficient, considering themselves in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they know Allah al-Ghaniyul Hamid. They know that we each and every one of us should know that we are weak. Without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aiding us, wallahi, we are in need of Allah. We are in need of His mercy. We are in need of His forgiveness. We are in need of His accepting our repentance. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid us. For He is al-mu'in. He is the helper and the one who gives aid. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Where you recognize and you affirm that there's no movement that anyone makes in this dunya. And there is no power except by the will of Allah. فَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ يَلِيقُ بِجَلَالِهِ. Allah is able to do all things befitting His great majesty. Ay wallah. قال شيخ العلامة عبد الرحمن بن ناصر السعدي رحمه الله. This great alim. Read his works, wallah. Read his works, read his tafsir. He said, فعدم الإيمان هو الموجب لإيش لعقد الولاية بين الإنسان والشياطين. Person who doesn't have iman has lost his iman. That is going to necessitate, and it will happen, that closeness and connection between the person and the devil, and the devils. And it's so true. So therefore, if we, of course, we want to keep shaitan at bay. We want to toil shaitan before he toils us. From that is to read the Quran, and when you get to the ayat al-sajda, you do sajda. It's sunnah to do it. It's not obligation. But do the sajda. Shaitan cries. Make shaitan cry. From the time you wake up in the morning and you go to the bathroom, after you say, Alhamdulillah ladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for returning our soul after it was taken. And to Him will be the return. Look, reminder from the first instance when you wake up. This is the day now. I'm going to start my day. You begin, you enter the toilet or the bathroom with your left foot. A'udhu billahi min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Seeking refuge from the male and female devils. Making sure the previous night you close the doors in your house. Because shaitan can't open closed doors. And this was something that we saw with our own eyes with the likes of Sheikh Rabi' implementing that in his own house, the doors are closed. And when you have, and especially at night, you close them. And when you have a need to open, do you open? So you don't let shayateen play around in your home. Of course, you entered your home with Bismillah. And in your home is the Quran is being recited by yourself or your children or your wife, or it's been played by the recorder, by the CD or the recorder or the computer or the phone. The Quran is being played in the house regularly. Yes, the house should be a place where the dhikr of Allah is mentioned. The Quran is recited. Shaitan does not like the Quran. Shaitan does not like the Quran. And this is something that you will come to know if you haven't known already, that shaitan does not like the Quran, especially those verses of Tawheed. Shaitan does not like those verses of Tawheed. Shaitan does not like the verses where shaitan is mentioned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly shows us that shaitan himself is weak in front of the believers and is weak with the dhikr of Allah. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانِ أَن يُقِعَ بَيْنَكُمْ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ وَيَسُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ. Shaitan does not like that verse. And he does not like the verse in the Quran with regards sihr, with regards the stories of the Anbiya. So we learn the stories of the Anbiya. We learn those stories where the victory always belongs to Allah. The victory always belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us how to protect ourselves. He wants to cause enmity in your houses. You can't see him. He's going to whisper to the spouse, to the husband, against the wife. Whisper to the wife, against the husband. You can't see him. But he's doing that. He's playing his game. The plots are already set. The stage is set. And you're falling for it. That's Allah salama. We can't fall for this. How many divorces that we have? How many broken families that we have? Enough is enough. Remember the hidden enemy. Remember shaitan is there to cause that split. Shaitan is there to break your houses and to make each and every one in your family لِتَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. So we have to protect ourselves. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانِ أَنْ يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ. He wants to take you away from the dhikr of Allah and the prayer. But you woke up upon the dhikr of Allah and you go into the bathroom and you're making your dhikr. Before you entered to do the wudu, you say Bismillah. And you're doing the wudu. But before you're doing the wudu, you're blowing your nose 3 times. إِذَا اسْتَيْقَظَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَنْثِرْ ثَلَاثًا لِأَنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ يَبِيتُ فِي خَيْشُومَةِ أَحَدِكُمْ. You're blowing your nose 3 times. Messenger said, if anyone wakes up, then let him blow his nose 3 times, because shaitan, he sleeps the nostrils of any one of you. So we blow 3 times. فَلْيَنْثِرْ 3 times. You do your wudu. And my advice to myself and my family, first and foremost, and my brothers and sisters and my extended family, first and foremost, and then everyone else thereafter, protect yourself with the wudu. Shaitan does not like cleanliness. Shaitan likes dirt and dirty places, and he likes you to be dirty. So be wudu all the time. My advice, from what we know from Abdullah ibn Umar, from his trait is that he used to do wudu for every prayer. Radiallahu anhu. And from what we know from the seer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it would encourage that we be upon tahara. Tahara al-hissiyya wal-ma'nawiyya. Tahara al-hissiyya wudu. And ghusl, if need be, and ma'nawiyya, your aqeedah, your tawheed. And you're doing your wudu. And likewise, wudu before you sleep. The Messenger said, the one who does wudu before he sleeps, Allah places an angel. A narration mentions on his head, protecting him until the morning. Another narration which we read, that an angel is there, yani, within your clothes or your clothes, protecting you until the morning. So don't sleep unless you're upon wudu. We can't be lazy. The Messenger would seek refuge from laziness. He would say, Allahumma ni'udhu bika min al-kasal wal-ajaz. Oh Allah, we seek refuge from laziness and having the inability to do something. Ajaz. وغلبت الدين وغلبت الرجال. And being overcome by debt and being overcome by men. We have to supplicate. Seek refuge from laziness. Because that's the trait of the hypocrites. إِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. When they stand up for their prayer, they stand up lazily. يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ, so people can see them. That is their trait. But you see the shaitan, you see you're doing all this. And you're going out to the masjid at Fajr. And you are in the dhalam, in the darkness. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, regarding those who go out in the darkness, they go into the prayer. That they will have nur tam yawm al-qiyamah. Complete light, complete illuminated light on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Light on the day of judgment. They go out in the darkness, whether it's Isha prayer or Fajr prayer, the two difficult prayers upon the hypocrites. And they will have complete light on the day of judgment. As he leaves the house, he says, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. Wa la hawla wa la quwata illa billah. Hadith which is had hasanun sahih. It's hadith hasan. It's a good accepted chain. There's a difference of opinion about its authenticity. But inshallah, it's authentic. Based upon those scholars who mention its authenticity. Relying upon Allah, that even shaitan says, how can I follow this individual? How can I even follow him? You live in your house, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. Wa la hawla wa la quwata illa billah. Relying upon Allah. Wa may tawakkal Allah fa huwa hasbuh. And whoever relies upon Allah, then Allah suffices him. Wa tawakkal ala al-hayy alladhi la yamut. And rely upon the one who's the perfect living, who doesn't die. Wa tawakkal ala Allah, in Allah yuhibbul mutawakkilin. And rely upon Allah. Allah loves those who rely upon him. In hadith of Umar radiallahu anhu, لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير يغدو خماصا ويروح بطانا. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you were truly to rely upon Allah, true reliance, you would be like the bird that goes out in the morning hungry, comes back full. That's tawakkul. Relying upon Allah. Don't fear the shayateen. Don't fear the devils. Someone's trying to harm you, you have your mawla. You have your helper. نعم المولى ونعم النصير. A blessed helper and a blessed one to give you victory. But look at those verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the shaitan. What else can you do to protect yourself from shaitan? The hidden enemy. Huh? Who wants to take you away from the dhikr of Allah wa alayhi salah? فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. So will you not desist? What did he say afterwards? وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَاحْذَرُوا. فَإِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا عَلَىٰ رَسُولِنَا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. And obey Allah and obey the messenger. And if they turn away, then know that what is upon the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except to give the clear message. So obedience to Allah and obedience to the messenger, this helps you against shaitan. Ta'at Allah wa ta'at al-Rasul will help you against shaitan. Being upon the sunnah. Allahu Akbar. Being upon the sunnah. So therefore we have ikhlas from the verse. لَأَغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. I will lead all of them astray except the sincere worshippers amongst them. So being sincere, being ibadullah, and being upon the sunnah, التَّوْحِيدُ وَالسُنَّةِ, التَّوْحِيدُ وَالسُنَّةِ, all your life until you die. That is salvation, Ya Abdullah. That is salvation. There's much evil out there. Look how evil it is on your fingertips. Much evil. And shaitan is still plotting against everyone, against the alim, the student of knowledge, and the general folk and everyone else, the abid, shaitan is plotting against everyone, the wife, the husband, the children, the father, the mother. It was all of us to be in a hellfire. So we can't sleep. We can't rest. There's no rest. The rest, if you make it in the akhirah, if you make it to Jannah in the akhirah, that's where the rest is. In this life, we can't. Every day must be a fighting day against the enemy. Against that enemy. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. He doesn't have authority over the believers. وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Those who rely upon their Lord. So we have to be strong. How many people have lost? How many people have strayed? How many people have slipped? People that we used to know in the 90s, in the late 80s, they're no longer around. They've gone with the people of desires and the people of innovation, and some of them left the deen. Subhanallah, how can you leave that which is so precious? The deen of Islam, submission to Allah alone, not submission to your desires. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. The one who restricts himself away from his desires. He feared the meeting with his Lord. خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. He protected himself with ibadah, with taqwa, with iman, with amal al-salih, with the salawatul khams. When he comes to the salah, Allahu Akbar. He's entered the masjid. A'udhu billahi al-azim, biwajihi al-kareem, wa sultanihi al-qadeem, min ash-shaytani al-rajim. Allahu Akbar is prepared. A'udhu billahi al-azim. Seeking refuge with Allah, the exalted, the azim. Allahu Akbar. Biwajihi al-kareem, wa sultanihi al-qadeem. مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. No doubt, the authority of Allah. No doubt. He's the first and the last and the highest and the nearest. The authority of Allah is always with him. سُلْطَانِ الْقَدِيمِ. بِوَجْهِ الْكَرِيمِ. Seeking refuge with Allah by mentioning his beautiful attribute. Allahu Akbar. And all of his attributes are beautiful. And all of his attributes are lofty. And all of his names are Asma al-Husna. Allahu Akbar. May Allah protect us. We need his protection. Eh wallah. You enter the masjid and you say after that. After when you say that, the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, whoever says that at the beginning of the day. So some scholars say that is at Fajr. Because the hadith mentions, at the beginning of the day. He entered Fajr and he said it. A'udhu billahi al-azim. Biwajhi al-kareem. Sultan al-qadeem. Min ash-shaytan al-rajim. He is protected from shaitan until the evening. See? Wallah, we need it. We need that protection from the whispers. We need to strengthen ourselves with La ilaha illallah. By living La ilaha illallah with ikhlas and checking ourselves. In the narration that is narrated by Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah, that Wahab ibn Munabbih, rahimahullah, gave a lecture to the people upon the minbar, upon the pulpit. And this is mentioned in a zuhd of Imam Ahmad rahimullah. He said, احفظوا مني ثلاثا. Memorize from me three things. إياكم وهوى متبعا. Be warned of desires that are followed. You see, desires from shaitan alluring you. Huh? And Allah said, وما الحياة الدنيا إلا لعب وله. What is this life but play and amusement? وَلَلْدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. And the abode of the hereafter is best for those who are pious. Don't you reflect? Don't you ponder? So following your desires from shaitan, he wants you to lead you astray. هَوَاً مُتَّبَعًا وَقَرِينَ سُوءٍ. And from that evil companion. Don't have bad friends. That bad friend, الصاحب ساحب, he will lead you astray. المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. The man is upon the religion of his friend, so look to whom he takes as a friend. Be warned of those evil friends, evil companions. وإعجاب المرء برأيه. And a man being amazed with his opinion. Being amazed with yourself. As if you got it. Unless I'm raised by the people. Then that is what you seek. To be raised by the people. Or to be raised by Allah. What do we seek? Musa alayhi salatu salam, Allah described him. وَكَانَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَجِيهًا. He had honor with Allah. He sought honor with Allah. He didn't seek it with the people. What are you seeking? Whoever learns knowledge to argue with the scholars and to gather the people's faces, to gather the gatherings, then the fire. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would do actions, good actions, and he would say, Allahumma la sum'a wa la riya. Oh Allah, not to be famous. Oh Allah, not to have to seek fame, no showing off. These are serious matters. Showing off. Riya, akhwafu ma akhafu alaykum. The thing I fear for you the most is showing off. Riya, the shirk al asghar. The minor shirk, which is a major sin. Allahumma inni adubika an ushrika bika shay'an wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Seeking refuge from knowingly falling into shirk and asking Allah's forgiveness from falling into shirk unknowingly. Ya Abdullah, we have to say this. The Messenger Asim used to say it. Seeking refuge. None of us are protected except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah protect us. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهُ هَوَى. Have you not seen the one who's taken his desires as his deity? وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguided him upon knowledge. وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ. And Allah sealed his hearing and his heart. وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِ غِشَاوَةِ. And he made a covering over his eyes. أَفَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ. أَفَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. The one who Allah has put in that situation where he's blind, he's deaf, he can't see. Is there anyone else who's going to guide him? Wallahi, no one can guide that individual. أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. And they say, these kuffar, the disbelievers who turn away from Allah. وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا. They said it's only our life, that's it. We live and die. نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا. وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرُ. And none destroys us except time. This is what they say. When you die, khalas, that's it, you're destroyed. They don't realize that there's a resurrection, there's accountability, there's hisab. وَمَا لَهُم مِّن ذَلِكَ مِّن عِلْمٍ. They don't have knowledge in what they say. إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. They just have conjecture. Wallahi, they just have conjecture. What is the end result of the disbelievers? النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًا وَعَشِيًّا. Hellfire morning and evening is brought to them in their graves before the Akhirah, which would be Ashaddul Adha, which would be even worse. May Allah protect us. The Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, they saw the great Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they loved him and they followed him. The great companions. As it was reported by Asim ibn Muhammad al-Umari an Abihi, he said, Ma sami'tu ibn Umar radiallahu anhu dhakara Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illa baka. Abdullah ibn Umar, whenever I saw him, he said, Asim ibn Muhammad al-Umari said, from his father, that's Muhammad al-Umari from the Tabi'een, or from the Tabi'een, he said, whenever I saw Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would cry. He remembered Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Malik rahimullah, he wouldn't deliver his durus except with wudu, because he was going to mention a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before he would mention a hadith by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his face would change and would become perturbed. His face would change, Ya Abdullah. And he would not, لا يحدث الناس إلا بالوضوء. This is how the scholars were, the imams. Abdullah ibn Umar likewise. This is from the Sahaba, the great companions, from the young companions. He said, and it was reported by Yusuf ibn Mahik, رَأَيْتُ ibn Umar عِنْدَ عُبَيْدِ ibn Umayr وَعُبَيْد يَقُصُّ فَرَأَيْتُ ibn Umar وَدُمُعُهُ تُهْرَقْ. That is reported from Umar, whilst is reported by Yusuf ibn Mahik. Umahik, he said, I saw ibn Umar in the presence of Ubaid ibn Umayr. وعبيد يقصن. Ubaid is actually narrating. Ubaid ibn Umayr is narrating. Narrations from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, I saw ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and the tears coming down from his eyes. Abdullah ibn Umar is from the Abadila, the young Abadila. And we're talking about the young companions here. Tears flowing down their cheeks. At the mention of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is the level that they were at. And they would hear the Quran and they would cry. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ فَجَعَلَ ابْنُ عُمَرٍ يَبْكِي. How is it that we'll bring from every nation a bearer of witness? And ibn Umar radiallahu anhu would cry. And also that verse, till the end of the verse, when the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was said to him, and we bring you as a witness over mankind, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam likewise cried. And likewise, when ibn Umar radiallahu anhu heard, alam ya'ni lil-ladina amanu takhsha'a qulubuhum li dhikrillah, isn't it time that the believers' hearts tremble for the fear of Allah when they remember Allah, when Allah's name is mentioned, when the Quran is recited? Our hearts should soften. Our hearts should soften for the fear of Allah. Our hearts should soften, yearning to meet Allah. Our hearts should soften because we love the Quran. Our hearts should soften because we love the hadith, the authentic narrations, and the stories about the Rasul alayhi sallam and the Anbiya. Our hearts should soften when we hear stories about the Sahaba and their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he said, the greatest day upon us was when the Messenger came to Medina. And the worst day upon us was when the Messenger died. We have not made a just estimate of Allah. وَمَا قَدْرُ اللَّهِ حَقَ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ تَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. If we knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll keep away from the haram. If we knew Allah, our fajr will never miss it. If we knew Allah, we'll guard our tongues. If we knew Allah, we'll guard our chastity and our private parts. If we knew Allah, then we'll have concern of our families. If we knew Allah, we'll spread the khair to the four corners of the world about this great messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we knew Allah, and we see, we hear the reports about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when there's no water around for the companions to do wudu, the water coming from the fingertips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the sahaba drinking from that. As the Messenger is walking, the pebbles are sending tasbih. As the Messenger is walking, they're sending salam to him. The Sahaba can hear that. They lived a great time. They were with a great Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Merciful to mankind, merciful to you and me. He said, if I have one dua, and he said that I have saved my dua for my ummah. This is the compassion Rasulullah had for you and me, Ya Abdullah. أَلَمْ يَعْنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. When Abdullah ibn Umar heard this verse, he would cry much. بَكَى حَتَّى يَغْلِبُهُ الْبُكَى. Until the tears overflowed, until it overcome him. When it was mentioned, Habib ibn Shahid, قيل للنافع وسدت النافع his student عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه student ما كان يصنع ابن عمر في بيته أو في منزله what did عبد الله بن عمر do in his house يعني what did he used to do what is his قال لا تطيقنه you will not be able to have the ability to do what he does الوضوء لكل صلاة doing wudu for every prayer والمصحف فيما بينهما and the Quran between the prayers Subhanallah, we saw Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah from the great scholars praying 5 times a day in Masjid al-Haram 5 times a day each prayer 100,000 we have to strive to do Umrah ya ikhwan we have the ability we can buy houses we can buy cars but you can't buy ibadah Ibadah is that which we must do daily with the fear of Allah, willingly, lovingly. You can't buy that. The ibadah of Hajj, you come back كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتُ أُمُّهُ If you're sincere, like you're born, fresh, new page. You can't buy that. That is ibadah. That is Allah accepting you. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he lived for 60 years giving fatwa to the people, yani reminding the people and teaching them and explaining to them the sunnah of the messenger alayhi salatu salam. Imam Malik, wallahi akhwan, when you read his narration, Islam is not a joke. Yes, you have speakers out there that make Islam into a joke. Speakers that in reality, Allah will not make them succeed. Whoever seeks the dunya, then the fire. Speakers that are not murabbiyun, not educators, cultivators. Shaykh al-Bayd al-Jabri, rahimahullah, he said it's the durus that will build. It's not just the muhadarat, the lectures. And you see what these speakers, these modern day speakers, you don't see them doing durus. They're not teaching usul al-thalatha. They're not bothered about that. Doesn't bring in the money. They're not bothered about Kashf al-Shubuhat and Kitab al-Tawheed before that. They're not bothered about Aqidat al-Wasitiyah. They're not bothered about Asl al-Sunnah lil-Imamayn al-Raziyayn or Kitab al-Sunnah of Ibn Abi Asim. They're not bothered about Muqaddimat Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qirawani. They're not bothered about Bukhari and Muslim and the rest of the 6 books of Hadith. And other than that, from the books of hadith thereafter, that is not what is going to, they're not going to sit there, mention the isnad and the hadith and the narrations. That's not what brings in the money for them or their fame. But that doesn't bother us because what we want to follow is those who tread the path before us. The likes of our ulama, which we see day in, day out, teaching the people the sunnah. Shaykh Ubaid used to have 5 classes a week in the masjid. Fajr al-Khamis, Riyad al-Saliheen. Bulugh al-Maram during the week. Bulugh al-Maram. Lu'lu' wal-Marjan. Aqid al-Wasitiyah on a Friday. When he finished that, he will be doing the rest of the books of Muhammad Wahab, rahimullah. Aqid al-Wasitiyah by Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah, rahimullah. Book after book, teaching the sunnah. Before he passed away, he was teaching Bukhari from the beginning. Didn't bother him. Hadith Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wallahi Ahlul Hadith, they're the happiest people. You know why? Because every day they are studying the Hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Every day they are saying, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. They are sending salah upon the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Man salla alayya wahida, sallallahu alayhi ashr. If you do one salah upon the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah sends it upon you 10 times. So how about if you do it 10 times? 100 times for you. Win-win situation. Blessing. Salah upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Much. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Wabarik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Wallah. That was the best days. The best days is you go there and you study hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You go there and the alim is teaching Fajr al-Khamis. 5 students, because it's far from the jami'ah possibly. Five students, six students in the early days. Riyadh al-Salihin finished over 20 chapters. Kitab al-Tawheed after 2 years. What are we going to study, ya Sheikh? Kitab al-Tawheed again. You need Tawheed all your life. You need ikhlas. You need sincerity. You need to know Tawheed of the tongue, Tawheed of the heart, Tawheed of the limbs. You need to know shirk of the tongue, shirk of the heart, shirk of the limbs to keep away from it. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, and other than him from the Sahaba, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. Look, these, Abdullah ibn Umar became Muslim before his father, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma became Muslim before his father became Muslim. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, the Prophet died while Abdullah ibn Abbas is 15 years old, and his Bahar hadil Ummah. It's not too late to learn. Encourage our children to learn at a young age. Memorize the Quran. Learn the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, when the Prophet passed away, he said to some of the companions, let's go and learn. Let's go and search for the companions to learn from them. So he said to him, but you're from the companions and the ones that people sought, and you're saying this. Subhanallah. This humility from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. He's seeking who? He's seeking the elders amongst the companions. Hada man Abdullah ibn Abbas, hibr hadhihi al-ummah, the one that the Messenger said, Allahumma faqihu fi din wa alimu ta'wil, yani tafsir. Abdullah ibn Abbas, faqih hadhihi al-ummah, bahar fi tafsir. And he's saying, let's go and search. Let's go and search for the Sahaba. Nowadays, where is that? Person learns a little bit, and all of a sudden they think they're Ibn Taymiyyah. Learns a little bit, and the chest comes out, puffed up. Wallahi, that's not knowledge that benefits. That's knowledge that yadur. The Messenger ﷺ would say, Allahumma inni udubika min ilmin la yanfa' wa min qalbin la yakhsha' wa min nafsin la tashba' wa min du'ain la yustajab. The Prophet would seek refuge from knowledge that is not beneficial, and from a heart that is not fearful, and from a soul that is never satisfied, always wants more. The Prophet would seek refuge from that knowledge. The person who gains knowledge, he becomes mutakabbir. Thinks he's made it. He thinks he's there. I don't have a need for anyone else, he thinks. Everyone else has a need for me. It's about me. It's about my name. It's not about your name. Who said it was about your name? You will die one day and go. It's not about you. And then Allah will judge you. The first to be thrown into the fire on the day of judgment will be three. From them is a person that was called the alim wa qad qil, and he will be thrown into the fire. Why? Because he taught people, not for the sake of Allah, but for the people, for praise, to be called alim. So what is the benefit of knowledge that is against you? Don't be like a candle that burns itself, giving light to others and burn itself. Take the Quran. Protect yourselves with the Quran. Use the Quran to protect yourself. قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ عُذُرِ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ عُذُرِ النَّاسِ morning and evening. Three times. It will protect you from shaitan. It will protect you, as the hadith says in general. It will be a protection for you. And from that is shaitan. Don't sit between the shade and the sun. Don't sit there. That's where the shaitan sits. Don't sit down where you're reclining on your left hand. There may be difference of opinion regarding the authenticity of the hadith. But don't sit down on your... But Allah knows best. Take precaution. Don't recline on your left. You may recline on your right. Don't sit down with your two hands backwards, reclining like the sitting of shaitan. Don't do things that the shaitan does. Because if you're doing what he does, you will become like shaitan. Don't eat with the left hand, for shaitan eats with the left hand. These are narrations which we learn and we read. And this is for us. The one who doesn't get off of Fajr. ذَاكَ رَجُلٌ بَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ. Hadith in Bukhari al-Muslim. Shaitan urinated in his ears. Fajr should be the most important thing in our lives when we start the day. Fajr. How can it be that we delay the salah? Sleep early. put your alarm on. You can't put five alarms on. Salah. As-salah. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ The prayer, and those under your responsibility. The last words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before he said, with the Rafiq al-A'la. The prayer. The message. Umar radiallahu anhu said, لا خير في إسلام من ترك الصلاة. There's no good upon a person's Islam if he leaves the prayer. Salah is the most important in your life after Kalimat al-Tawheed. We seek refuge when we're praying. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفخه ونفثه من همزه. From being possessed, like one is possessed with a jinn. You think you're safe and we are safe? Well, like nobody is safe. Because somebody you may harm, accidentally have harmed, and they'll send you a shaitan to go inside you. You never know. A brother, subhanAllah, told me about a situation. What happened between him? He was in a market and someone came to beg, and they didn't give them money at that time, and they frowned a little bit, and then what happened? The old lady touched him. After that, what happened? Ya Abdullah, could be small thing you don't even realize, and you get possessed. But you're upon tahara, you're upon the dhikr of Allah. You see, how long does it take to do dhikr of Allah? How long is it to take precaution? Because if you have sara by shayateen, if you have magic that's done upon you, it's going to take a long time maybe before it comes out. It's going to take a lot of hard work with the dhikr of Allah, with the Quran, with the Baqarah, with Ayatul Kursi, with the Quls. It's going to take a long time. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes it from you easily. When he says, Allah bidurrin fala kashifa lahu illa hu. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicts with anyone with anything, no one can remove it but him. But why take the chance? Don't take the chance. Protect yourself from the hidden enemy. And there are some devils out there from the magician. Of course, they're all devils. From the magicians, the people of shirk, because they seek help with the devils. And they have to do evil things for the devils to help them. They have to do evil things. Disgusting, evil, filthy things. And they will do it because they want to harm you. And then they send the devils. And if you are upon tahara, and you are upon la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamdu wa ala kulli shayin qadir, they ain't touching you. They can't. Because the Prophet Muhammad told us about that. Protection from shaitan. So you have to be firm upon it. It's not a joke. How many people has happened to? Min hamzihi wa nafkhihi. Seeking refuge from being puffed up by shaitan. Shaitan puffs the person up. Yes, you got it. You made it. You're the one. People looking at you. Huh? You see? And then all of a sudden he's gone. Mesmerized. Thinking he is. Nasallahu salama. Protect yourself from shaitan. The rejected one. Min hamzihi wa nafkhihi wa nafthih. From his evil poetry. His music. His singing. His evil, seductive voice. Lahu al-hadith. So be careful of that. And that is how Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Baz rahimahullah described the meaning of that hadith. And Allah said, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِدْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Seek refuge with Allah from the rejected one. Don't pass the one who's praying, because that's shaitan passing there. Don't pass. And the one who's praying should take a sutra. And if someone tries to fight you and pass you by, you fight them back. By what? By stopping them. The Messenger ﷺ, when a sheep came to pass by in front of him, walked to the wall. He walked to it until the sheep went behind him. Don't let shaitan pass your prayer place. That's how important the prayer place is. That's how important. It's important, wallah. Rejecting shaitan with everything that we're able to reject him with. From the first time of the morning, doing the dhikr after the Salatul Fajr, wa Qur'an al-Fajr, inna Qur'an al-Fajr kana mashhuda, Allah swore by Fajr, Allah swore by Al-Asr, the angels change shifts at those two times. And also there's a beautiful narration, and all the narrations are beautiful. Hadithun Hasan, in Muslim Imam Ahmad, pray 4 rak'ahs in the morning. It will be sufficient for you. It will suffice you until the end of the day. قال ربكم تبارك وتعالى ابن آدم صلي لي 4 ركعات أول النهار أكفك آخرة. I will suffice you the end of the day. This is خير. نعوذ بالله أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. Seeking refuge with the complete words of Allah from the evil that Allah has created. أعوذ بالله أعوذ بالله العظيم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من كل شيطان وهامة ومن كل عين لامة. We seek refuge from the devils, the shaitan. From every evil shaitan, from every shaitan. وهامة, every poisonous animal. And from every evil eye. ومن كل عين لامة, that seeks me, that wants to overcome me. Leave the doubtful matters. The halal is clear, the haram is clear, between them are the doubtful matters. Leave the doubtful matters. For every king has a sanctuary, and the sanctuary of Allah, the boundaries of Allah, are the prohibited matters. Don't trespass them. كَالرَّاعِ يَرْعَى حَوْلَ الْحِمَى يُوشَكُ وَجَرْتَعَ فِيهِ. Don't be like the shepherd who goes close to the haram. If you come close to the haram, you will end up falling into it. Allah forbid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. Another verse, وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. Don't even come close to it, because they are the boundaries of Allah. Don't be angry. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, don't be angry. The man came to ask, لا تغضب. Because shaitan, as Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله said, comes through the person for 3 ways. Anger, depression. How you be depressed? Billah, how you be depressed when you read Quran? How you be depressed if you're upon the dhikr of Allah? Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. How can you be bored? Yeah, oh, it's boring. What's boring? Read Quran, you'll know its verses, know the meanings. You never get bored, inshallah. There shouldn't be a time when we get bored or our children are bored. And the third one is, so first one you said anger. Second one, depression. Third one, extreme happiness. Some people, they become so happy, extreme in their happiness, they start doing music. They start doing the other haram. Start drinking alcohol. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah forgive us our shortcomings. Wallahi, every day is a test for each and every one of us. No one is guaranteed anything. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. And I'll leave you with the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تود لو أن بينها وبينه أمدا بعيدا ويحذركم الله نفسه والله رؤوف بالعباد. There will be a day where every soul will find out what it has brought forward of good. It will be presented to them the good that they have done, or it will be presented to them the evil that they have done. Those who are presented evil, then they wish that between them and the evil is far away. That evil is far away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns you regarding himself. Wallahu ra'ufun bil ibad. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind with his servants. Shaykh Abdurrahman al-Sa'di rahimullah said, whatever you have done, all of it will be brought. Not even a dharrah, a seed, or that which is small, will be left. And when he mentioned, you wish that between you and your sins is far away. Yeah, your sins are far away from you. Why? Because of the great regret that the person has and the great sadness that he remembers what he has put forward. And it may be they say, Ya hasratana ala ma farratna fi jambillah. Where they mention their regret regards how they have fallen short regarding that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded them with. Or that there will be those who bite their fingers and their hands and they will say, يَوْمَ, as Allah mentioned, يَوْمَ يَعُضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا، يا ويلت ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول خليلا. Well, they will feel that regret of following other than the messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام. So be warned of that. The messenger indeed came with something khair, with something beautiful. The best thing that you ever have in your life is holding on to the sunnah of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, to be upon tawheed. Nothing can buy that. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and forgive us our shortcomings. And may Allah help us reach the other side safely. Subhanaka wa bihamdika wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.